Dipper, mind if I talk to you for a bit?
Sure, Uncle Star. What about?
Well, first, I wanted to show you something. These are the rings Sarah and I picked out for the wedding.
Wow. So you're going to marry her as soon as she gets back?
Yes, we decided that we were getting on in years and there was little reason to wait.
Wow, that's quick. But why show them to me?
I want you to hold on to them for us, Dipper, and to give them to us at the wedding.
What? But I... all right. For you, I'll be your ring bearer, even though I feel like a little kid doing it.
No, Dipper,
I'll go ahead and put on the cute little suit with a bow tie and walk down the aisle carrying the rings on a pillow, even though I think I'm too old for that.
Dipper, stop. I don't want you to be the ring bearer.
You don't? But then why...
Dipper, not every wedding has a ring bearer. Ours won't. Do you know who carries the rings when there is no ring bearer?
No.
I want you to be my best man, Dipper. Can you do that?
The best man? You want me to be your best man?
Traditionally, Dipper, the best man is filled by the person who is the best friend of the groom.
And I'm your best friend?
Yes, you are. Birch is a good friend, but I've known him just a little over a year. You I've known your whole life.
Oh. I'm sorry, Uncle Star, but you're more than just a friend to me. You're my uncle, and I look up to you in everything.
So?
So? Uncle Star, I owe you so much. You were there to help me understand what I did wrong with Johnny T. Rathbone. You never got angry when I got upset at your engagement. You calmed me when Dad got injured. You rescued me when I got caught in the rain and got sick, and you nursed me back to health. You tried to tell me not to go out with Susan and didn't yell at me when I did it anyway. You defended me when everyone else wanted to give in at the lawsuit. You tried to keep me calm during the trial, and you helped me pick up the pieces afterwards, even going so far as to take me on vacation. Uncle Star, you were always there for me, just like you promised. I feel ashamed.
Don't be ashamed, Dipper. You needed me, and that was why I was there. Now I need you.
But you're always taking the back seat in everything. Me? I get the spotlight almost every time. The first album of the Beach Boys had 3 songs sung by you on it, but when we do concerts, you never sing a solo. And I get 4 or 5.
So? I don't do well in front of crowds, Dipper. You seem to thrive on it.
But it feels so wrong. I get all the fame while you do all the work. When you finally get a chance to be in the spotlight, you want me to share it. I don't deserve it, Uncle Star.
This has nothing to do with whether you deserve it.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
Dipper, it wasn't a shadow, trust me.
To never have sunlight on your face.
Dipper, you're the sunlight in my life.
You've been content to let me shine. You always walked a step behind. I was the one with all the glory. While you were the one with all the strain. Only a face without a name. I never once heard you complain. Did you ever you're my hero, and everything I would like to be. I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my . It might might have appeared to go unnoticed, but I've got it all here in my heart. I want you to know, I know it's true. I would be nothing without you. Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be. I could fly higher. Yes, you are the wind beneath my wings.
You haven't answered my question, Dipper.
Sure. I'd be proud to be your best man.